Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah discusses situations where one is Mekadosh, one betroths a woman with a particular object, and it comes out that the object that he said he was giving her is not actually the object that he gave her, both in a positive way and a negative way. Let's see the Mishnah. His Kedushin because Kaiseh Shel Yayin. A fellow says to a woman, be betrothed to me with this cup of wine, Benimtza Shel Dvash, and it comes out that it's honey. Or even, Shel Dvash, he says here, it's a cup of honey, Benimtza Shel Yayin. And she finds out that it's a superior thing. It's a cup of wine. Bediner Zeshel Kesef, he says here, be betrothed to me with this silver coin, Benipta Shel Zav, and then she's pleasantly surprised and finds out that it's gold. Shel Zav, here, be betrothed to me with this golden coin, Benipta Shel Kesef, and then she finds out it's only silver. Amen Ashani Asher, he says, I'm being Mekudeshes to me on the condition that I'm a wealthy man, Benipta Ani, and he comes out he's a poor man. Ani Benipta Asher, a poor man, he finds out he's a wealthy man. Ain't a Mekudeshes. In all these cases, it's not a Kedushin because she was misled. Rabbi Shimon says no. Im hita l'shvach, let's say he misled her, but ultimately it was for her benefit. So he told her it's only a silver coin, and really it's a gold coin. Mekudeshes, in that case, it would be Mekudeshes, it would work. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3, which continues on this theme. Am anashani kain, he tells her, I'm be Mekudeshes to me on the condition that I'm a Kohen. Then it's a Levi, but it comes out he's a Levi. Levi, he says, be Mekudesh to me on the condition I'm a Levi. Even if it's a coin, it comes out of the coin. He says to her, Nasin, I'm a Nasin. We'll see in the fourth chapter that Nasinim were a group of people that joined the Jewish people and converted, but they're really not supposed to marry into the Jewish community. Venimtza Mamzer, but it comes out he's a Mamzer. A Mamzer is the product of a couple, let's say a married couple that had an adulterous couple that had a child. Mamzer, he tells her he's a Mamzer. He's a bastard. Venimtza Nasin, and it comes out that he's a Nasin from this particular group of nations. Benir Venimtza Ben Krach, he tells her I'm a fellow from a large city, and he comes out he's a villager. Ben Krach, he tells her he's a villager of Venimtza Benir, and comes out he's from the large city. Amanasha Besikar of Lamarchatz, he says, on the condition that my home is close to the bathhouse, Venimtza Rachik, well, in truth, it's really far away. Rachik, he says, I live a distance from the bathhouse of Venimtza Karav, comes out he really lives close. Amanasha Yeshli Bas, on the condition, he says, I'm betrothing you on the condition that I have a daughter, or I have a maidservant that works for me that braids women's hair. And she has a built-in hairdresser. Vainly, but in truth he doesn't have. Amanasha Ainli, where he says, I don't have them, but Yeshla, and he does have them. Amanasha Ainli, but he says, I have no children, but Yeshla, and he does. Amanasha Yeshli, he says, I have children, Vainly, and he doesn't have children. Ubekulam, and in all the cases in the Mishnah, Afapi Sha'amra, even if the woman says, Belibi Hayalis Kadish, Layafapi Kain, she says, this was not a deal breaker. I said to myself, regardless of whether he has children or he doesn't have children, regardless of whether his home is near or far from the bathhouse, I still want to marry him. The halacha is, nevertheless, it's not mikudeshes, because those are dvarim shebelev. What she thought in her heart doesn't count. Only that which we hear and that which we see. And they cannot contradict that which he said explicitly to her. Ve'chein similarly, he shehit atu. If, let's say, she told him she was a leviah, the daughter of a kohen, or whatever it may be, and in truth, it's not. Also, the halacha is in that situation. It would not be kedushin. She would not be betrothed because it wasn't upfront, it wasn't honest, and it was a mistake. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your day and a great upcoming rest of your week.